Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as we speak, Google's enemies are gearing up to make an antitrust case. In industries from news to travel and online shopping, many companies have long argued that big tech platforms illegally abuse their market power. And they are ready to fight back. More after these tech headlines. A senior Facebook executive took a veiled shot at Apple, continuing the sniping between the tech giants. This comes as their business models are under increasing scrutiny from global regulators. And in a speech this week at Hertie School of Governments in the German capital, Facebook Vice President of Global Affairs and Communications, Nick Clegg, criticized other big tech companies for selling expensive hardware and catering to what he called an exclusive club of wealthy consumers. Mr. Clegg didn't mention Apple or the other hardware companies by name. However, hardware-focused tech giants have sought to position themselves as privacy crusaders as of late, with Apple recently launching a $54 million ad campaign to tout the security of iPhones. BlackBerry says its QNX software is embedded in more than 150 million cars on the road today. That's an increase of 30 million since it reported its automotive footprint in 2018. QNX technology, which is used for functions including driver assistance systems, digital instrument clusters, and infotainment systems, has proven to be a milestone for BlackBerry as the company makes a footprint in the automotive industry. We learned that mobile game Harry Potter Wizards Unite had a disappointing launch compared with Pokemon Go. Both games share a developer, Niantic, and both lean on augmented reality and geolocation tech. Analyst firm Sensor Tower estimates Wizards Unite generated $1 million in revenue between Thursday and Sunday, while Pokemon Go hauled in $28 million in the 4 days after it debuted in July 2016. Wizards Unite also has yet to make the top 10 on the App Store grossing chart, whereas, if you're keeping score, Pokemon Go reached number one on the U.S. App Store after one day and held that rank for 74 days straight. Coming up, as U.S. officials prepare an antitrust probe of Google and possibly other Silicon Valley giants, a loose-knit crew of smaller tech rivals gears up to help.
Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
In industries from news to travel and online shopping, many companies have long argued that big tech platforms illegally abuse their market power. And as U.S. officials prepare an antitrust probe of Alphabet Inc.'s Google, a crew of smaller tech rivals has a lot to say. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more with reporter Ryan Tracy in New York.
So, Ryan, as you point out in your story, Google has its hands in many areas, from news to travel to online shopping, and many of its competitors in those areas. They're preparing for meetings coming up with the Justice Department to move forward?
That's right, yeah. As far as we can tell from our reporting, this probe by the Justice Department is in its very early stages. And so companies are getting ready to go in and make their case. They're preparing data. Now, a lot of these issues with Google have been sort of out there for a very long time, and so the companies have a lot at the ready. But there's a sense of anticipation now that U.S. authorities have taken up this cause again.
And so in terms of travel, there are a lot of companies that do have an issue with Google. And among the high-profile companies, TripAdvisor and Yelp could be on that list.
Yes, that's right. And those are two of the more vocal critics of Google that have been out there before, talking about, in particular, search and the results that that people will see when they type in a Google search related to travel or local restaurants in their area. Those companies say Google favors its own content that is paid for by its advertising customers, as opposed to kind of organic content on the web. Google pushes back on that, and that's been a long-running argument that, you know, certainly could be part of this probe that's in its very early stages. And then there may be other companies out there that we haven't heard of that perhaps have been less public about their complaints with Google, but would love to get a phone call from U.S. Officials as they start looking at the company.
And even publishers have said that Google favors its own content. News Corp, which owns the Wall Street Journal in the past, has said there might be some unfair practice going on. And, you know, Google has been down this road before in 2012 involving the FTC.
Yeah, that's right. And at that time, U.S. officials decided not to try to break up the company or bring a case to trial. Instead, they settled with Google and got some agreements from the company to change some of its business practices. And so we'll see how this goes again. And you know, the search was an issue in that investigation. It may be that investigators look to a different part of Google's business this time, for example, the advertising industry and the fact that Google is dominant in many of the parts of the advertising supply chain, if you will, that end up with an ad from, you know, the creation of the ad to it being served onto your mobile device. So there are lots of people that have criticized Google that are ready, and Google's ready for that. They've heard these criticisms for years, and they're no slouch here. So it's going to be quite a fight.
And Google has had its run-ins with European regulators as well. And based on what we have seen in the past, the European regulators seem to have more teeth and sharper teeth in matters like this.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting, you know, there are differences in law in the two jurisdictions. And Google has had some fines that it's paid in Europe, multi-billion dollar fines. We should note it is appealing those fines. European regulators are able to kind of be judge and jury all in one, whereas in the United States, regulators, if they want to make an antitrust case and they don't get a settlement, they go to trial and have it decided in the court. So it's a slightly different system, and certainly we've seen so far, at least in Google's relatively short history as a company, U.S. regulators reach settlements as opposed to go to court, whereas in Europe there have been some big fines.
And Google has previously cleared regulatory hurdles successfully with regard to some mergers in the past.
Yeah, that's right. It's been able to acquire companies in the advertising industry where regulators have looked at those mergers. They've examined them for potential to harm competition and have allowed them to go through. So, you know, we'll see if anything's changed in the way that officials are viewing Google and its expansion. But certainly the company's going to make the same arguments that it made then that were successful.
For more on the story, head to WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.